God's people sat by the river and wept, remembering the good old days when they'd lift up their voices to heaven and sing the songs of wonderful praise. But the enemy kept them in bondage and had the willows hung in faith. But they said, how can we sing in a strange land with joy when there's no love, none? But I still got a song. Though the enemy rages, I still got a song. Though I'm battered and torn, deep in my heart there's a joy that stays. My trials can't take my song away. Though the battle's been long, my faith is made strong, and I still got a song. Though the enemy rages, I still got a song. Though I'm battered and torn, deep in my heart there's a joy that stays. My trials can't take my song away. Though the battle's been long, my faith is made strong, and I still got a song.
Now I'm traveling in a foreign land, and it's growing more hostile each day. The enemy tries to enslave me and steal my song away. But if I'll just keep trusting in Jesus and in His will I remain, the joy and strength He gives to my weary soul will be enough to sustain. And I've still got a song.
Hallelujah.
Though the enemy rages, I still got a song. Though I'm battered and torn, I still got a song. Though the enemy rages, I still got a song. Though I'm battered and torn, deep in my heart there's a joy that stays. My trials can't take my song away. Though the battle's been long, made strong, and I still got a song. And I still got a song. Though the enemy rages, I still got a song. Though I'm battered and torn, deep in my heart there's a joy that stays. My trials can't take my song. And I still got a song. Though the battle's been long, my faith is made strong, and I still got a song.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all got a song today. Amen. Let's stand up and we continue singing. I'm sure there'll be a lot of songs over the whole weekend. Praise the Lord. Hopefully there'll be testimonies as well. Let's sing The Anchor Holds. I have heard, change my mind. I have heard of Christians long ago. Hallelujah, we're going there. We were bold before, oh, a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of the
the years have gone, oh, and the years have gone, but the course of Jesus, oh, it still goes on. Now our time, oh, to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace her. Touch your people once again, oh, with your precious holy hands. We pray, will your kingdom shine upon the earth. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh, touch your people, Lord, tonight. With the precious holy for 10. hired servants, for your broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hands. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us when we stand up facing final battle cry. Slow your church again. Oh, touch your people on this weekend. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands. Oh, we pray. May your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living, glorious church. Oh, not for temporary needs, oh my Lord, but to restore authority.
Take me past the outer courts, hallelujah, to that holy place, past the praising altar. Lord, I want to see only your face, my Lord. Past the people and the priests who sing your praise, hunger and thirst after righteousness. But it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the... Oh, take me, Lord. Take me, Lord, this night, Lord. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Please, Lord, take me, Lord. Take me into the home. Holiest of holies, my Lord. Take the cold. Lord, take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, we enter in this night. We enter in into the temple. Into the temple, Jesus. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days. To our name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, shout, holy people. How excellent is thy name. Praise his name. For his mercies are to us. For his mercies are to us this night. Give thanks to the ancient. We give you thanks. Give thanks to the ancient of day. Ancient of day. Give thanks to the ancient. For bringing Brother Tommy McKinstry this evening, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of day. For bringing Brother George Martin, Lord. Give thanks to the end. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for bringing Brother Crosby Malico. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Hallelujah. Jesus, I want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you. All I want to see is your face. Oh, I will be done. Thy will, Lord, done in mine. Oh, Lord, not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Done in mine. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, He must pray. I'm a blessing. I must decrease, He must increase. Power in me is there, I believe. For this you bled on Calvary, your pride's no longer a mystery. I will, Lord, will be done. Be done, Lord. Done in mine. Oh, Lord. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Done in mine. When I do good, Lord. When I do good, He must praise God's praise. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. Your word is grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I'll wrestle till I'm free. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Be done, Lord.
Thy will be done. Be done in my life.
Hallelujah.
It's one of the greatest prayers you can ever pray if that's your desire. Saints, we just ask you to be seated for a second there. We really want to greet you, saints, this afternoon. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To have the privilege to come to worship Him once again.
Hallelujah.
To enter into His presence.
Amen.
To go beyond the priests and their singing and to
Hallelujah.
Enter into that place.
Hallelujah.
Where there's the Shekinah presence
Amen.
Of God. It's not your desire. We just really want to appreciate the Lord for bringing to us this weekend, Brother George
Thank
Martin
you,
and Sister Portia. We do really, really Amen. Appreciate them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As Brother Crosby always says, Brother George is truly our elder.
Amen.
And there's many things we learn from him. So Brother George is going to take the two services tomorrow, which is the dedication day. Really looking forward to that. We really do say thank you very much to Brother Tom. Once again, for coming this afternoon.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Brother Sammy as well, down from Belfast. But Brother Tom's got the... Brother Tom's going to break the fallow ground. Brother Tom's a pioneer. He's going to move the rocks, get the trees out the way. Brother Crosby's going to come in the evening. He's going to prepare the way some more tomorrow. Then Brother George is going to come and sow the seed. The dedication seed tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. Hallelujah. So we really do appreciate that. Brother
Amen.
Crosby and Sister Florence, we're so glad to have them with
Hallelujah.
Us as well for this week and for the following weekend. So God bless you, brother, sister, and their family as well. We also have Brother Alec and Sister Anne from Belfast. God bless you, saints, for visiting us. But the most important one, we so do appreciate the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Our friends, don't you appreciate Him?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. As we say, many times if our services could start the way the previous service finished, we'd have such a wonderful time. But I really do believe the Lord is near. He hears the prayers of His people. He wants to meet with every single one of us right from this time now. So as we hand over to Brother Tom to come and bring the word, take your liberty, brother. And may the Lord be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Ah, the Lord's good, and it's really a privilege for me to come again. And I thank Brother Andrew for the invitation. It's good to see your Brother Martin. I was, sort of hoping he'd have a day off and we'd get him as well. Maybe another time, Brother. Praise God. But the Lord is good. Praise God. And the Lord bless you as well, Brother Crosby. I think he's coming to us next week, next Sunday, so praise God. So I really believe we're living at a late hour. And I don't think that God has to do anything more. He's flashed every sign before the church. And we've saw the super sign. And I believe that we could go at any time. And I just want to preach a little bit today about remembering Lot's wife from Luke chapter 17, if we could turn to it. Amen. Last time I preached about Noah, shut in or shut out. And you know, for Brother Branham said that it was a third pool message. When Noah went in, the rest was doomed. And Jesus had a third pool ministry as well. Brother Branham had a third pool ministry. And I believe we're living at that time where people will hear it, but they won't come. But we're trying just to reach maybe one or two or whoever will come. Because we know when the last one comes in, we'll go. Amen. And you know, I can't just remember the right names, but there was a brother, a minister went and gave the Prime Minister of Israel, a prophet, a word from the Lord. And this Prime Minister of Israel used to be the Prime Minister. He's voted out, voted back in. You know the name, brother? That's him. And he didn't take this man very serious, but the second time he took him serious, and God warned the Prime Minister, don't give my land away.
Amen.
And this brother got to meet him the second time, and he pulled out this chart and he showed him the building of the temple. And he told him, we're going to build this temple. And you know, there is a place for Brother Branham says, when they rebuild the temple, we'll go.
Amen.
You know, and I believe it's close.
Yes.
That we're going to go, praise God. Let's read this, verse 26. Let's read from verse 26. But I just want really one verse, but we'll read Luke 17, verse 26 to 32. These are well-known scriptures. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop and a staff in his house, let him not come down to take it away, and he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. And this is my text, remember Lot's wife. Just let's bow our heads this evening, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that, Lord, your ear is ever open to our cry.
Amen.
And we come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence.
Amen.
In and through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray that you'll wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us and we shall be like hyssop. Sanctify us and we praise thy name.
Amen.
Now, Lord, we know your prophet said the Holy Spirit is poured out. So, Lord, I take the blessed Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I thank you that you undertake for me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Praise God. I just want to take this for a text this evening. Remember Lot's wife. And there's many very solemn reasons why we should remember Lot's wife. And in this near approach of the Son of God. And we are living in an hour where we have saw a Son of Man ministry which reveals the Son of God. And we know and we believe this is the last sign to the true church, the bride. This is the last one. Now I'm not talking about miracles or anything like that. I'm talking about a super sign that we have saw the same ministry that Jesus had repeated. Again, we have saw it.
Amen.
And this is the hour we're in.
Yes.
Now, at that time, we need to be fit. What the Bible talks about, being fit, being clothed, being ready to go.
Amen.
There's a being fit.
Amen.
It's like, you know, if you run in a race, you have to be fit.
Amen.
To run in the race. You have to be prepared. To run in the race, you just don't go and run a marathon. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You have to be fit.
Yeah.
And to be unfit for this appearing will to be overtaken with a vengeance that's coming from God. And to be unfit is to disobey the gospel, is to reject the gospel, is to turn down the word of God and what God is saying, what God is doing. That will make you unfit. Just like receiving it, believing it will make you fit. To reject it will make you unfit. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6 till 10. I just want to read it, and it says, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. And flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because of our testimony among you was believed in that day. Now I believe many people are saying, we believe God has sent a prophet. That's very good, but there's people what don't really believe that can say that. But you see, I believe when we study this condition at Lot's time, we know two angels were sent down. And these angels came with a message from God. They were God's voice to Lot and his wife. And they give them the instructions that would save them or condemn them. They were angel messengers. Now we know that there is a messenger to each church age. We know that. And there has to be the seventh angel's message. So I believe we have heard the seventh angel's message. So if we've heard the seventh angel's message, we've heard from an angel. We've heard a message from God by an angel. And we know everywhere in the Bible, after these angels came, judgment always followed.
Yes.
Now, not to get sidetracked from this, it's just an introduction. What these brothers are going to, they'll take you a bit further. But for me, you know, but you, when you read the study the message, and Brother Branham refers to Sodom and Gomorrah, and this is the condition here, And you can go to Genesis 17. But Lot has been warned. These two angels went down. And Brother Branham types the two angels that went to Sodom, to Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. And those angels went down with a message which only four received. And one of them turned back. So there is that element of those that will hear it, believe it, and come so far and go back. And God wants to warn us when we come out, do not go back in. Stay out. Don't look back. Now when those seals opened and the Holy Spirit through the messenger shown about those frogs, those different unclean things, and he said the frog always looks back. But we're not to look back. We're to go forward. There's no armor in Ephesians when we talk about the armor of God. There's no armor for the back, but just for the front. Because we're not to go back, we're to go forward. And God wants us to go forward. Amen. And you see, Lot's wife looked back. Now, just to drop this in as well, and these brothers know it, but when the angels went up out of Sodom, and when you study it, you see, Lot didn't just do exactly what he should have done. Lot did just not, he came out, yes, he came out, but he said, there's a little city over here. Now, why did he say, there's a little city over here? God never said to him, bring him out to the little city over here. God never said that. God doesn't want us to bring us out to the little city over here. But God wants to bring us out to Mount Zion. To the glorious city, as it were. But you see, Brother Branham says, when the angels went up, the fire fell. And he said, notice when the angels went up, the fire fell. And Oral Roberts has went. Billy Graham is soon to go. And he's told us to watch those two men for this time. Because it is a type of these scriptures in the Bible. Two messengers. So when they went up, the fire fell. Now, I really want to talk about Lot's wife. That's just an introduction. She perished. She perished, although she was a wife of a righteous man. I want you to get that. She perished, although she was a wife of a righteous man. She perished. I hear so many people quote the scripture, the unbeliever's justified by the believer. And they quote that, and they almost think, well, that'll take them in. It won't. They have to have an experience with God. They have to have their own token. And Brother Branham said, you must display your own token. And if you don't display your own token, you won't go in. And Lot's husband was righteous. She had a righteous husband, but it still wasn't enough. His experience, though it was good, though he was righteous, wasn't enough for her because she made her own mind up. There was something in her that held her. She came so far, but she never went the full way. And there's so many people want to come so far, but they won't go the full way. There is something that holds them back. There's something that always hinders them. I notice that even pastoring a church, there's people, they come for a while. They're up, they're going wonderful. They give you a couple of words from the Lord, then they're gone. You don't see them for a month. And then they come back again. You see, there's something hindering. I tell you, the coming of the Lord is a serious thing. We need to be fit. We need to be ready. When a vindicated prophet stands on the platform and hears what he prays, he says, Lord, fill every fiber of this being with the Holy Ghost. fill every fiber of this being. He said we need to be ready. Hallelujah. Lot was not all that he might have been. He was never an Abraham. He could never be an Abraham. But he was still righteous. No, but he was righteous. 2 Peter 2 verse 8 says it. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. He was grieved with what he saw. He was grieved with what he heard. You know, when the two angels come down to bring them out, that the man of the city saw those angels as two men. Because they were messengers. And they wanted them. What an honor. And Lot said, my two daughters are virgins. They've never been with a man. Do what you will with them. They refused. They said, we will know these men. And you know what the word know means. I don't need to explain. This was more than shaking hands and saying hello. What an hour we're in today when people want to do this knowing. And they try to justify it. But these angels were holy men from God. Angels. And the Bible says they smote them of blindness. Then a prophet in our day says that these earthly messengers in this day, their message will blind the people to this true message. How would you ever see that? But God's angel said it. It will blind the people to the real truth. Amen. Though they had truth. But they came so far. They wanted to know them. They put a blindness upon them. The Bible says they groped at the door. Wouldn't you think that Lot's wife would have been desperate to escape? She would have wanted to get out. But something was constraining her. Her heart wasn't right. Bible says God knows the heart. That is deceitfully wicked. Of all things, who can know it? Only God. You see, he was vexed with a filthy conversation in Sodom's. She's, no, you have to see her husband's righteous. And she's related through marriage till Lot to Abraham. Perhaps even could have been related physically. I don't know if he traced it all. Brother Martin, he goes into all these. But in the Bible, lots of people were related. Abraham's wife was his half-sister. You see? But either way, she's related through marriage. So she's a righteous husband. And the prophet's related to her. She was, you know, if any woman had anything she could say, you know, I'm all right. She had it. But God never looked at that. Everyone must have their own encounter. Everyone must have their tie post. Where they've met God themselves. Where they've had an experience with God. And nobody can take that away from you. Let me read you from a message called Forsaking All, paragraph 181. And maybe Mrs. Lot had these new waterhead hairdos in, you know. And all this stuff. She was living just luxurious down there. She was the mayor's wife. And she belonged to the church, a great big church, yes sir. And no doubt she had all of her societies. She didn't ever want to leave it, till she even kept turning back. And she had turned to a pillar of salt because she had loved the world better than she loved to obey the angel's voice. The angel's voice. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. I've heard people saying we don't need to hear it, but that's a contradiction to the word of God. The Bible says in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. That's the Bible. In the days of the voice. If you refuse to hear the voice that is spoken from His most excellent glory. That's what it said about Jesus. And God has sent a voice that we're to hear the voice. And it sets everything in order, all the loose ends tied together. For one complete revelation of the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. She perished. She was warned of her danger. Special message has come from heaven. I tell you, this generation is no excuse. You know, when John was over there, the Bible says John wept. No one was found worthy to loose the book and open those seals. But the Lamb of the tribe of Judah said, weep no more. And He opened the book and the seven seals. But you know, when you read in there, there was one that John was going to fall down and worship. And he said, do it not. From after fellow servants of prophets. You know who that was. Now, I know some people don't believe that, but I do. I know you do. Do it not. Worship the Lamb. But you see, we have heard a message from God. Just like she heard an angel's voice. You know, not only did she hear the voice of the angel, it goes even further. Did you know that? The Bible said the angels took them and brought them out. Brought them out. I tell you, some people, you could lift them out and lift them in and cradle them and nurse them and they still want to go back. But I'll tell you, if there's someone really in you that's real, you won't need somebody to nurse you and cradle you. You'll want to come out and stay out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what the angel's voice said in this day? Come out of her, my people. Come out of her. That's the system. Touch not, taste not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, says the Lord. That's God's word. She was warned to escape for her life. We've also been warned. We've had a special warning of God's judgment. John 3 verse 36. And he that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. And he that believeth not shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth upon him. God has sent His Son into the world to seek to save that which is lost. But if people don't receive Jesus, they'll never be saved. They're lost. They're finished. I hear so many people saying, God's such a lovely God. Why does He permit this? Why does He permit that? Yeah. But you know, what finished it for me in that was when the Brother Branham talked about the blood circling the earth. The bumper on the car. Yes. And you see, if God was to deal with all that, every one of us would be finished. Yes. Every one of us. We've all broke the laws of God. Yes. But aren't you glad you're saved by grace? Yes. Through faith. It's that same grace that opens your eyes to see what you see. Prophets and kings have desired to see these things. And they have not. But unto you it's given. We're privileged. Only God can give us that privilege. We know in this last church age that God has sent an angel. A voice of warning. Of judgment coming. And look how the pools was typed. Like Noah. And you know when God said to Noah, come in. Nothing happened for 7 days. God closed the door. Noah's message was to the lost. Nobody could see him during Noah's meetings. You ever think of that? People talk about revival. People talk about the word of the hour will have power. It'll do this, it'll do that. But nobody gets saved during Noah's meetings. Amen. You could, you know, you could say it was a failure. But it wasn't. Because he could only say what God said. And you know, Brother Branham said the third pool's to the lost. We're privileged. God's brought us in. Anyone, no man can come unto me except my Father draweth him. No man can know the Father save to him who the Son will reveal him. This is the work of God. You see, she came so far. Let me read you this from Taking Sides with Jesus, paragraph 58. Now what I think down there, if that angel that said those words to me said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, see, your message, I was to take this message. This message. It could forerun the second coming of Christ, not the man, the message. And even though God took a servant home, they still have a message. And the message foreruns. This has been it. Then we're real, real close, brethren, because the hour and the light of the message is just about gone out. And you know when the angel came and drawed those circles, Brother Branham drew in light on the seventh one, but the angel did not. He never drew light on the seventh one. That angel had it black. And the Bible says there shall be light at the evening time. Because God's word is a lamp on their feet, a light on their path. People had strayed from the word. They thought they had the word. They didn't have the word. They had creeds, dogmas. But the Elijah spirit brought us back to the word. Back to the true foundation. Back to the book. Word of God. Praise God. You see, she perished. Though she made an effort to be saved. She made an effort. She came so far. This is the real point I want to get to today. I'm not going to preach long. I don't need to. This is just, you know, to whet your appetite for what's coming. You see, she came so far. There's so many people, they come so far. I've led so many people to the Lord over the years, and I know by personal experience, you can get people to make a decision. Then the next step, you preach in the water baptism, and about 75% will come to that, 25 won't. And there's always a percent that won't even come as far as water baptism. You see, they left Egypt, but Egypt never left them. You see, Lot's wife was coming out, but her heart was still in. And the Bible said that we love the world or the things of the world. The love of God's not even in us. There has to be a clean, clear break. A loosening up, a setting free. And they're coming the full way. All the way with God. Oh, she made this effort. You know, a lot of people, they'll come and get prayed for. But then there's no effort within them to pray. You know, when Brother Branham's own son went off, you know, Billy Paul. And he went and the prophet claimed him. He put his arms out, you know, like the cross. Said, you go one way, but I've claimed you under the token. But you know, he's out hunting and he said, that angel came near. Said, Billy, he's not well. You better get over there. When he went over there, now you have to really think of this in light of all what we know about it. This is a man that spoke squirrels. Right? You look at the miracles, look at the signs, look at the wonders. You know, you can put 10 Pentecostals in one end, he outweighs them on your scales. The ministry was absolutely unique. One off. And yet when he goes to see Billy Paul and he talks to him, he said, Billy, Daddy's not going to pray for you because Daddy didn't do the sinning. You need to pray. A lot of times you see people think the preacher has a magic wand. He'll fix it. But you see, if you've did the sinning, you need to do the praying. I can't repent for you. You need to repent for yourself. Then God will hear you. And he told Billy, you pray. And we know he did pray.
Amen.
And God restored him and everything. We know that.
Yes, Lord.
But you see, she came so far. Lot's wife. Partly believed it.
Amen.
Partly believed it. You know, there's a name for that. You know what that's called? You know where the doctrine for this name come from? Mm-hmm. This doctrine came from Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. When he let the Egyptians go.
Yeah.
The go so far religion.
Yeah.
The go so far religion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
They'll only go so far.
Yeah.
Then they'll come back.
Yeah.
And you know the story when the children of Israel came out. And they get to the Red Sea. They just got to the Red Sea and they started. Poor old Moses. I feel sorry for Moses. If you're pastor of church, you know all about it. You know, the preacher doesn't do good that the pastor gets, the pastor's fault. If somebody doesn't amen it right, it's the pastor's fault. Everything's the pastor's fault. But poor old Moses got to the Red Sea and they started murmuring. And Pharaoh was right. They wanted to go back.
Yes.
You know that. They wanted to go back. After the bondage, after the trouble they had, after everything they went through, they wanted to go back. But Moses was a prophet. He said, stand still. In other words, you don't need to do a thing, only believe. Just believe. And you'll see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. You know, I've prayed for a lot of people. God's healed them.
Yeah.
You know, an old preacher used to say it like this. He said, I lay my hands on some people, it's like a stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lay my hands on other people and they're healed.
Yeah.
And Brother Branham, the angel told him, when you lay your hands on, if you get the sensation,
yeah,
then you discern it. If you don't, just pass the blessing.
Yeah.
You see. But what the problem is, many times when we come for healing, we try to do it. We try to do it.
Yes.
But we can't do it. That's why we've come.
Amen.
We have to rest in Him.
Amen.
But that's hard.
Yep.
We'll put the fight up. But these children of Israel had no choice. They reached an uncrossable barrier. As far as they were concerned.
Amen.
They'll go so far religion. They'll only go so far and turn back.
Yeah.
They want the garlic. And all the pleasures of Egypt.
Yeah,
garlic and the mud holes, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Moses said, stand still.
Yes.
And Lot's wife came so far.
Yeah.
She had to go so far religion, but she stopped short.
Yes.
Many failed to enter in, the Bible says, because of their unbelief.
Yes.
They wandered 40 years in the wilderness.
Yeah.
When they should have did it in 40 days. You know, how long shall we go around this mountain? Let's go north.
Amen.
How long do we go around?
Amen.
But you see, they wandered round and round and round.
Yes, Lord.
You know, that's what the devil wants. He wants to keep you moving round and round.
Yes.
But God wants you to go forward.
Amen.
He wants you to be saved, baptized,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and know you're ready to go with that token.
Amen.
Praise God, but she stopped short.
Yeah.
She ran for a while, but stopped short of salvation.
Yes.
She didn't forget what was behind her. She kept looking back.
Yeah.
You see, the Bible says, forgetting those things that are behind, let us press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Lay aside the sin and the weight that doth so easily beset us.
Yeah.
Let us press the mark. And let's go forward.
Yes.
My, I'll tell you, that's how you get depressed, you know.
Mm.
You know, you sit at home and you start to think, have I done this, have I did this, and I did this.
Mm.
The devil will tell you this and he'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, I told a man recently, I said, you're definitely saved, brother. He says, how do you know?
Mm.
I said, well, didn't the devil tell you you weren't saved? And he said, that's right. I said, he never told you that till you got saved.
Amen.
And the Bible says he's a liar.
Yeah.
And Billy Paul said, how do you know when the devil lies? Every time he opens his mouth.
Amen.
That's how you know you're saved, when he tells you you're not saved.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Amen.
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 But you see, when you go forward, that's when you get the opposition. Amen. But we have to go forward. She looked back. She forgot the things that were behind. Like Simeon in the saucer. His heart wasn't right. Never, you see, he wanted the Holy Spirit. He wanted what the apostles had. But he wasn't willing to pay the price. Many people want it, but they're not willing to pay the price. They're not willing to turn from their things. You know what? As amazed recently, everybody reads a story. You know, for the lunatic comes in and Brother Branham says he'd fall over my feet. But here's the thing that amazed me. Brother Branham says he's not delivered from it. No, he says he won't be delivered from it. He loves it. He worships that spirit. And a lot of people don't really want set free. They make out to do. Sure they do. But they're not really sincere. Their heart, you see, God can see that. And you see, Lot's wife was coming with her righteous husband. But she only came so far. His love for her wasn't enough to bring her the full way. I'm sure he loved her. But you see, her heart was back there with the pump of Sodom. Amen. We must have steadfast faith in Christ. Steadfast faith. Founded on the rock. Amen. There's no other foundation can be laid than that which has been laid. Which is built upon the holy apostles and prophets. Romans 10 verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah. If you call upon the Lord, you're saved. You're justified state. But move on. Don't stop there. Amen. Move on further. Yeah. You know, Billy Graham could get people to repent. We know that.
Yes.
Nobody could do it better than him.
Yes.
But he said the next year he'd come back. Only a few were there.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said that didn't work like that with Paul. He said the message to empty up, but he didn't have the message to fill up.
Yes.
You see, we must get rid of everything and move on into the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Into the promised land.
Amen.
Into our inheritance in Christ.
Amen.
Not just a coming out of Egypt,
yes,
but a coming in,
yes,
to the land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not a wandering around, but a coming in,
yes,
the full way.
Glory.
God wants us to come out, come in, and then we're going to hear, come up.
Amen.
Come out. Come in. Come up.
Amen.
That's what's happening.
Amen.
We're waiting for come up.
Yes.
We've already heard the noise at midnight.
Yeah.
There's been someone's called us out.
Yeah.
Brother, we're ready.
Amen.
You said, well, I don't know. If you're not ready now, you'll never be ready.
Yes.
The loved ones could step in.
Amen.
He said they'll step in.
Yeah.
You'll know it's on. They could step into your midst.
Yeah.
An old grandmother that just went on, or a sister or a brother could step in.
Yes.
Just like in the Bible when Jesus rose, the saints rose.
Yeah.
And for 40 days,
yes,
before he went.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
She perished, although she separated from the Sodomites.
Yeah.
But she still perished. I want you to get that.
Yeah.
Even though, look, she came out from them,
yeah,
and perished.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she looked back to them.
To them, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Coming out alone won't do it.
No.
There has to be an entering in.
Oh,
her body was outside the city, but her actions were in it.
Yeah.
She was not so bad as the wicked citizens of the plain, but still, she loved it. She loved where she come from. She wasn't as bad as them. But something in her heart still held her there. That she wasn't willing to give it up. Oh, she could thank God like the Pharisee. That she was right. Like others, but she was unsaved. If she really had made the breakthrough, she'd never turn back. Hebrews 10:38, look what it says. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God does not want us to draw back. God wants us to go forward. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Come the full way for God. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You see, before I really got saved and God called me, I lived for the devil. And I lived good for him. I was as bad a boy as I could be, just to tell you the truth. I was a real sinner. But I tell you, when the Lord saved me, I was so convicted. I was so under conviction. And God, I'd see visions of things I'd done wrong. Like watching a film at night when I'd go to bed. That's the way it was for me. I was in such a state, I wept before the Lord. That's why I think I preach so much in the blood. I can't help it. I'm probably just preaching to myself. I still can't get over it. That the Lord would save somebody like me. You see, the Bible says, who rejoices most? Him that's delivered out of much. But you see, I decided when I met God, I meant business. All my friends came around. I chased them. I said, I've got saved. I've got right with God. You know, I was having problems with this flesh. I'll just tell you the truth about it. I was saved, going to church, baptized, and all the rest. But I was still having trouble. And there was things would overcome me, get the victory over me. I could do nothing about it. But I was standing in the garden, and I said to my friend, it's all over. That's at the end of it today. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm going to meet with God. He went off home thinking, you know, he's lost it. But I locked myself in my room. I was living with my mother and father. I locked myself in the room and I prayed through. I'm not talking about, Lord, bless me as I put my head down. I'm talking about praying through. It might take a couple of hours. It could take all night. But praying through. I prayed through. And late into the night, a voice spoke to me. And quoted to me Isaiah 1 verse 18. I rose, got my Bible, put the light on. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as the wool. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. What's the next verse say? If ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. But there's another part. Now God really sunk me this other part. If you rebel, you'll be cut off with a sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God gave me a choice. I had a choice. I knew God had called me. He gave me a choice. You come my way or you're gone. I had friends that are gone. They're gone. They're dead. They're not here. But the Lord spared me. When God spared me, I decided I'm going to go the whole way. If there's a thing in the Bible called the Holy Ghost, I'm going to have it. If there's a thing in the Bible called joy, I'll have it too. Hallelujah! Glory to God! You know, under my bed was a big suitcase, brother. My father was backslid for 18 years. But under my bed was a suitcase, and those books in that suitcase. My name is Thomas Branham McKinstry. So I open this suitcase, and here's all these books. William Branham. So I get the book, and I said, Dad, how come my name's in these books? And he said, I called you after that man. He's a prophet of God. I started to eat the book. Because I knew I had to prophesy. I'm just playing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't make a doctrine, brother. But brothers, I started to eat upon it.
Hallelujah.
I hear so many people saying things that they don't know about it because they've never read it. They've never heard the voice. But when you've heard the voice and it comes from this book and it brings you back to this book and it makes you love Jesus more and it makes you love your wife more and your children more and it makes you hate the devil. That's a good voice. Hallelujah. That's glad I saved. Glory to God. I don't know why I told you that, but I did. I'll tell you, God moved in our home. God restored my father. God restored my mother. Then they told me in 1960, I was born 68, around that time before I was born, they're driving along the road, several of them Pentecostals in the car, and the Spirit of God fell in the car.
Yes.
And of tongues, interpretation, and it said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet.
Yes.
20 years later, before it come to really flourishing, but God did it for them to understand it.
Amen.
You see, brothers, we've heard from an angel. Lot's wife heard from an angel. That's a serious thing. When God goes through the trouble to send this generation an angel, and vindicates it with signs, with wonders, with discerning the secrets of the hearts, that a man can stand at the front of a church and say, I take every spirit under my control. He says, I know your every thought. That's the same ministry Jesus had. That's John 4. That's Luke 18. That is Hebrews 13:8. That is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and the same today and the same forever. But she still turned back. Here's my last thought. I'm going to have to close. I don't know how long I've spoken. Praise God. See, she perished. Lo, she committed but one sin. One sin. She committed but one sin. Unbelief. The one sin she committed was a sin of unbelief. And you can look up the God's prophet's message. He says it many times.
Amen.
Smoking and drinking is not sin.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the fruit of sin.
Yes.
Unbelief is sin.
Yes.
To disbelieve is a sin.
Yes.
You know, listen on the prayer lines. And there's one place and he says, there's a real milky feeling all over the building.
Yes.
Says the angel of the Lord's here. He said, that pillar of fire is here now.
Amen.
He said, it would be a sin for you to disbelieve now.
Yes.
He says, when these unclean cancers go out and demons, you better make sure you sit still.
Yes.
Or you can get what comes off somebody.
Right.
But today, and I don't mean here, but I'm talking universally, people don't have the fear of God. They don't have the reverence for God. They don't have the respect for God. They've long forgotten that Lot's wife. But God is still real today. He's still the same God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, people are saying, if God would just do this, if God, but look what God has done. They didn't respect it. They want God to do something, but they haven't respected what God already did.
Yes.
You know, after Abraham's message came through, you know what God said? Tell this to your children and their children's children, the things God's done. I've heard people saying we don't need to worry what's been said. Where do they find that? The Bible says, tell your children's children the things God's done.
Yes.
We need to remember what God's done.
Yes.
We need to not forget what God's done. Lot's wife heard the voice. And she came so far. But she must have been the member of the Go So Far church. She couldn't leave that creed. She couldn't leave that creed. No book but the Bible, no creed but Christ. That's what he said. This is from the prayer line. It's 1953. I don't know the paragraph. How many knows that unbelief is sin? That's the only sin there is unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. Is that right? You don't even... You're condemned, see, lying, stealing, drinking, so forth. That isn't sin. That's the attributes of sin. You do that because you believe not. If you believe, you don't do these things. See, that's the attribute. So now, if you're coming, come believing, or worse things will come upon you, don't just come like you're coming to go through. Touch a totem pole or something, but get the real thing. You know, when God spoke to me that night, personally for me, God gave me the choice. I had so many friends I can tell you about tonight that I chummed with. Let me say this, I won't mention no names because it's recorded. But we did several armed robberies. Right? But one place where we did it, the man's face, we didn't hurt him, but the man's face, I could see it. I would go to my bed, I would see his face. The next night I'd go to my bed, I'd see his face. I couldn't get rid of it. Now you see, the Old Testament wouldn't have cured me. Because the Bible says it never cleared their conscience, that Old Testament. But we're living under the new covenant. Where it's not just a chemistry, but it is a life of the blood. And the life of the blood is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it clears the conscience. Amen. No more remembrance of sin. Amen. The bleach of the blood of Jesus. It annihilates it. I tell you, I fell on my knees and I prayed. But I really prayed. Because I was desperate. Let me tell you this testimony about Jack Coe. Just while I'm thinking about it.
Yes.
Jack Coe was in the army. He got a message his sister was dying.
Yeah.
And, you know, the taxi man, he got to leave everything to go home and see his sister. He gets a taxi. He starts praying in the taxi. And he gets desperate. And he starts, oh Lord, he says, hey there, oh God. He starts shouting and everything in the taxi. And the taxi man stops and he says, you all right back there? And he says, sure. I'm just praying.
Amen.
He says, I've went to church for years. I never heard nobody pray like that.
Amen.
And he kept seeing this vision of an orange tent. And a sister in this tent. And then God said to him, I've healed her. But he'd keep on praying. So as he got so far, he's traveling quite a bit in America down to where she was. And he got so far and he comes down to this church and he says, can, do you mind stopping at the church for a bit? And I'll go in and pray. And he went in and there was a wee minister there and he went in and he got down with him. You know, the minister got down to pray with Jack Coe.
Oh my.
And Jack Coe got praying again.
Yeah.
And he got desperate. And he started shouting and roaring and praying.
Yes.
And the minister says, are you all right? He says, certainly, I'm just praying.
Yeah.
He says, I've never ever heard prayers like that before in this church.
Amen.
But he says, you've never heard nobody desperate.
Amen.
But he eventually got to the place where his sister was. And he goes in and sees his sister. And his sister's dying. She had tuberculosis and everything. They had her in one of those big orange tents like he saw in the dream. And he's coming out and God says, I've healed her. And he's, thank you, Jesus. And he starts shouting and giving God the glory.
Hallelujah.
And his mother's there and she says, Jack, catch a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
Jack, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she says, Jack, go you and ring your father.
Yeah.
and get you over to the phone, Jack, and tell your father, your daughters, your sister's dying. And Jack goes, going over to the phone, and he gets to the phone booth. And the Lord says to him, where do you think you're going?
Yes.
And he says, Lord, I plumb forgot. Forgive me.
Yeah.
And he comes back and his mother's at the hospital door. And Jack Coe comes back to the hospital door. And his mother says, Jack, did you ring your father? And he says, no. He says, the Lord's healed her. And his mother gets down on her knees and she starts crying. And she says, Lord, will you help me? She says, my daughter's dying and my son's lost his mind. Lord, will you help me? And just then the nurse came out and she says, Mrs. Coe, your daughter wants you.
Yeah.
And she runs in and she says, Mama. She woke up and she says, Mama, I'm starving.
Yeah.
She says, what? She says, Mama, I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
So she gets a doctor. And the doctor says, well, it's a dying request.
Yeah.
You can give her it.
Yeah.
And she says, what do you want? She says, I want a big fry.
Yeah.
Ulster fry or Dublin fry. Or an English fryer,
yes.
South African fry,
yes.
Bull tongue, yes. Vullevars. We'll have it all, brother.
Yes.
But she wanted the big fry.
Yes.
And the doctor says, let her have it as a dying request.
Yes.
And she ate it all up. She never left a drop.
Yes.
A big cup of tea and a big fry.
Yes.
Went back to sleep. But an hour later, she woke again. She says, I'm starving. I want another fry.
Amen.
The doctor says something's gone wrong here.
Amen.
She's dying. So they took her back and they checked her all over.
Yes.
And there was nothing wrong with her. God healed her.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But somebody got desperate.
Amen.
You see, I'll tell you today, we're not desperate enough.
Amen.
We're not desperate enough. Lot's wife wasn't desperate enough. Lot's wife wasn't willing to give up what she had.
Yeah.
Her knitting needle clubs or whatever they had down there.
Yeah.
You know, all these different clubs and societies.
Yeah.
You know, they were in, they couldn't leave them. But judgment was coming.
Amen.
Judgment was coming. You know, it brought the judgment, the sodomite condition.
Yes.
I don't want to say too much about it in case I get chilled, brother.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm preaching about? It's here, it's upon us.
Yeah.
You see, she would have done all right with Pharaoh, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know when all the frogs came to Egypt?
Yeah.
And all the frogs are in the chambers, they're in the kitchens, in the lavery, everywhere, frogs everywhere.
Yes.
And Pharaoh says to Moses, oh, Moses, you better come quick.
Yes.
And when Moses gets there, he says, I want all these frogs cleared out. And he says, when? Tomorrow. What? One more night with the frogs. Why did they want one more night with the frogs? Why not tonight? But they wanted one more night with the frogs. And Lot's wife here, she was out. And the Bible says the angels constrained them. She was told, don't look back. But she had to have a look. Genesis 19 verse 17. Now I want you to see which manifests itself in the disobedient look. God doesn't want us to have a disobedient look. The command was escape for thy life.
Yes.
Look not behind thee.
Yes.
And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, that's the angels,
yes,
that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee.
Yeah.
Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest I be consumed. And you know, Lot just didn't do the full right thing either. That's how you get the Moabites. You know what I'm talking about? You see, God didn't, the angel's message was not, go to the little city. He said, go to the mountain. God always takes you to the top. I want you to get that. You can go to the valley if you want. But the Lord's will for you and the angel's message for you is the top. This is the top message.
this will give you the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Lot said there's a little city.
Yeah.
Now you know his wife turned back. This is just the start of disobedience.
Yeah.
His wife turns back. She turns to a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said you could see it. And the statue was there for a long time.
Yeah.
With the hat turned.
Yeah.
Pillar of salt.
I've seen it, brother.
There you are.
It.
Glory to God. But you see, you know what eventually happens then? Noah's two daughters get their father drunk. You know what happened. And you know how the Moabites come about. One disobedience brings about another disobedience. One curse produces another curse. But obeying the word brings a blessing. Obeying the word brings you to the high ground. To the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Follow the full way.
Amen.
Don't turn back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, what was she worried about? You know, God fed the children of Israel fresh manna from heaven. He even told them, you see, if that sits a day, I'll give you new stuff.
Yes.
Don't take the old stuff. God's given us fresh meat. Fresh meat. Where the eagle, where the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered. Not the crows, but the eagles. On the mountaintop. Not in a little city. A little one. I tell you, that's like the devil. Oh, has God said, you just a little bit will do you no harm. You know, when I was about 17 years old, I was going to see a murder by grace, and I asked the Lord to see him. I was attending church for 2 years.
Yeah.
Little brethren group. The Lord bless them. But you see, they were going down to watch these bikes, and they were stopping for alcohol, and they said to me, "Oh, you can get yourself a bottle of cider. It'll be all right." I said, "But is it not alcohol in cider?" "No, there's no alcohol in cider." Well, I can assure you there is.
Because
when I drank it, I was drunk. And as soon as I get drunk, the devil says to me, "You're not saved."
Yeah.
You see, the devil will coax you to do the thing. Then once he gets you to do it, he'll condemn you. He'll kick you so low, you won't want to get up. And he's the one told you to do it.
Yeah.
That's how he works.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the day, no matter how low you are, I want you to get up.
Yeah.
I want you to get up.
Yeah.
I want you to go forward for God.
Yeah.
I want you to come the angel's way.
Yeah.
The gospel way.
Yeah.
The way the trumpet is blown.
Yes.
It brings you onto the mountaintop.
Right.
You say, "But brother, I don't know about that. Where's the scripture for that? We are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." The Bible says that God has not just redeemed us, you know, from corruptible things, silver or gold, but he says he's translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Brother, we're groaning and travailing for this body change. But potentially we have it. The time's near. Don't draw aside. Go forward. Sinners perish not because of the number of their sins, but because of the nature of sin. And the nature of sin came by one man. By one man, sin entered into the world. The first Adam brought universal condemnation, universal judgment, because he disobeyed. But the Bible speaks of another Adam. A second Adam. The first Adam is of the earth, earthly. But the second Adam is the Lord from glory. He's heavenly. And as we bear the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. This second Adam came to give us life. He came to bring us back to the tree of life. The cherubims guarded them from the tree. The angels kept them from the tree. Now the angels run us to the tree. Hallelujah! The leaves on it are for the healing of the nations. I tell you, there's a bomb in Gilead tonight. I'm going to have to close. Praise God. I don't care if you've been prayed for. There seems to be no hope. You need another opinion. You need another report. You need Dr. Jesus' report. I want to tell you that God is real. I've been preaching at home about all the miracles of Jesus. Look, I failed to do it. I started it. I thought we'll do one or two services. I started in the book of Matthew.
Yep.
I've been preaching for a couple of months.
Yes.
And I'm not even finished.
Yes.
Brother Branham says that this book is 85% of miracles.
Yes.
This is a miraculous book. The message God sent is a miraculous message. A supernatural message.
Amen.
Super sign, super voice, super message. We've heard the right sound, the right voice, the right message. The power of God is with it. Listen to me. There is not one word of God without power. Every word of God has power in it. There's power in the word of God. Let there be light.
Amen.
It came. When God permitted even a man, he says, I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Yes.
But he said, if he permit me, if he gives me it to speak, it'll be done.
Amen.
Spoken words, the original seed. There's power in it.
Amen.
Then the Bible says that God watches over his word. He keeps an eye on his word. It says he sent his word and healed them.
Amen.
He sent the word. Has God sent a word?
Yes.
If God, I believe it. If God has sent the word, there's healing with it. It cannot be divorced from it. It comes with it. We don't follow signs. Signs follow us. These signs will follow them that believe. We're not following Christ. We're following the Christ. Not Christ. The Christ, the anointed word. He's a healer. I believe God can heal you the devil. Look, I'm coming to a close, but I want you, I just feel led to do this. You know, I have no education when I started preaching. I read the Bible. I still maybe can't read so well, but I read the Bible, the message books. One of my first books I read was Original Seed. Spoken Words, Original Seed. Then I'd only but two tapes. One tape was Broken Cisterns. I played it. And I love it when he's in there some ways and he says, just let me drop this in.
Amen.
You see, he's talking to me when he says that.
That's right.
He's talking to you.
Yes.
There's some people there he's not talking to. How many knows what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then he preached a message, hearing, recognizing, going into action.
Amen.
Voice command. I remember it, brother. But you see, Lot's wife heard. She even recognized. She fell short in the action. God wants you to hear it. Recognize it. He wants you to remember Lot's wife. And he wants you to go forward.
I prayed for a man in New Zealand, right? I was preaching the other night. The Bible talks about the hands of Jesus. I've started a series. I've called it The Hands of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus laid his hand upon her, the fever left. The Bible says Jesus touched the blinded eyes, they were healed. You know, Brother Branham was sitting at his table, his breakfast table. You know, the boy was crushed to the concrete. And he's sitting there, he's praying, he's thinking. He says, Lord, if you'll just give me a vision. He says, if you can just give me a vision. He says, I know if you give me a vision, that boy will be well. And then he says, he got to thinking, talking with his wife. And he says, it's the same hands without the vision. It's the same God without the vision. And then he thought, but I'm just a sinner. Look at these filthy hands. That's what he said. But he says, and I'm justified in him. And he says he got to thinking so much, his faith come up. This is a prophet. He says he went down there, laid hands on that boy, and he was in the meeting that night solid well. Touch from the Lord. I prayed for a man in New Zealand. He stood in front of me. His wife was with him. He was a preacher. Pentecostal preacher. He didn't go to the church. He just happened to come that day. He said he felt led to come. He hadn't been preaching. His legs were bad. His back was bad. He could hardly walk. Pains all over him. I can't remember what I preached, but anyhow, he came for prayer. And I stood in front of him and I prayed for him. And God healed him. But when he went home and him and his wife got home and he said to his wife, he says, when the preacher put his hand on my back, I knew it was healed. She said, the preacher never put his hand on your back.
Oh, my.
Oh, but he says, that preacher put his hand on my back in 7 different places.
Oh, my.
And she said, 7 different places he put his hand over my back. Yeah. She says he did not.
Amen.
They argued about it. Yeah. They got the DVD or whatever. The film. They watched it. I was in front of him. I never touched him.
Amen.
But somebody touched him.
Amen.
You can still touch Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is your healer.
Amen.
He is the only divine healer.
Amen.
You can touch Jesus.
Amen.
And if you can just touch the border of his garment, the hem of his garment,
right,
you'll be made whole.
Amen.
I can tell you so many testimonies.
Yes, brother.
God's able.
God is able
to do it. I told that testimony 2 months ago in our own church. Brother Edward came, bowed back, God healed him.
Amen.
So many times God did it.
That's right.
I know of a person who had lost a kidney.
Yeah.
Now I didn't pray for them, but another minister prayed for them.
Mm.
And God gave them a kidney.
Amen.
Somebody watched it on a film. They had the same condition, and while they watched it, God gave them a kidney.
Amen.
Our God's able to do it.
Amen.
How many of you ever you listen to a message and God does something for you?
Because
that's the word.
Amen.
God honors his word.
He
watches over his word.
Amen.
Let's come and bow our heads.
Amen.
Maybe musicians can come. I'm not going to call nobody forward or anything like that. But let's stand to our feet. And every head's bowed, every eye closed. Maybe the brother just plays something softly. If you're here today and God has spoke to you, and you feel you need to go further, I'm not asking you to come forward or anything like that. I want you to lift your hand to God. If you're here and you know you need to go further with God, I want you to pray that God will take you the whole way. God bless you. God bless you. If you're new, you're not saved, I don't know who's here. If you have never known Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Bible says if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved.
Yeah.
I want you to call upon the name of the Lord. You tell the Lord you're sorry for your sins. Ask Him to wash you in His blood. Is there anyone? Lift your hand up if you're that person and you need to get saved. God bless you. God bless you. You pray for you are. You ask Jesus into your heart. You invite Him in. He's knocking on your door. He'll come in and He'll save you and deliver you. Now, when you really be reverent, really be sincere. Only God can do it. I know that. But I believe that God has set gifts in the church. And the Bible says the fivefold ministry is for the perfection of the saints. If you have a condition in your body, wherever your trouble is, put your hand over on it. You lay your hand on your body, wherever your trouble is. I want you to believe God. That when we pray, that God will do something for you. Heavenly Father, Lord, when your prophet was here on earth and he preached the word, many, many times he said, Lord, if I preach the truth, confirm it. Lord, in the message of Elijah turns us back to the apostolic faith. And Lord, in the book of Acts, when they preached the word, the Bible says they prayed that you would confirm the word with signs, with wonders, and with divers miracles in the name of Jesus. Father, you see the hands laid upon the people. Lord, I come against every disease. I rebuke every foul demon power. The spirit of blindness, the spirit of deafness, the spirit of infirmity, I curse and cast out in Jesus' name. I ask you'll touch your people again, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal that back. Heal that eye. Heal that neck and that ear. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, for other ailments I don't know about that you know about, Lord, I pray you'll heal them and you'll deliver the people in Jesus' precious name. Father, I pray that during this time of meetings that you'll come in a special way. That we'll know the presence of the Lord in this place. Bless your brother Crosby. Strengthen him in his body. Encourage him. Let the Holy Ghost come over him. Heal him, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Bless your brother Martins. Bless your brother. Strengthen her brother all over his body. Oh God, I pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, that you'll give a real special visitation. And bless your people at this time. And bless your brother Andrew and all the people, Lord. Now, Father, help us to do this word. And to keep this word. Those who's prayed and accepted you as their Savior. Those who's, Lord, had a condition that's been prayed for. Lord, we now confess you as our healer. In Jesus Christ's name. Now, we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. The pastor comes. God bless you.
Let's thank the Lord for a finished work. It's finished. When He said on the cross, it's finished. It's finished. It's finished. Let's sing that song. Come out. Come in, come up. The spirit of Elijah calls us back. That's our desire. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bishop. Amen.
Come up. Come in. Come up. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Oh, He turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. He that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fear, little bride. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Whoa, the Spirit and the bride say, come, come on. Oh, come on. Come in. God's voice is calling tonight. God's voice is calling from heaven. Come out of my people. Be not partakers of her sins. Her sins have reached heaven. God sees her iniquities. Oh, Spirit and the bride say, come, come out tonight, come out, come in, come out. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. Spirit and the bride say, come tonight. Spirit and the bride say, come.
Our friends, he's the Alpha, he's the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He that is and he that was and he that is to come. And he knows all things. Let's sing that song. He's Alpha and he's Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. You are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy to be. Let's give him glory. We give him glory.
our sins. We can't leave this place without calling upon his name. We've been drinking from the rock. Let's give him the glory. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. Let's speak unto him. Speak to the rock. Speak and go forward. Let's all call upon the name of the Lord before we leave today. Father, we're coming unto thee upon this day for how thankful that we are.
Father, Lord, an opportunity, Lord.
How thankful, Lord, for your mercy.
Father, Lord,
how thankful, Lord, Jesus, that you allow us, Lord, to come unto this place, even upon this day.
And we come, Father, by the way of grace tonight, by the way of the blood. Father, out to Lord, Father, of God has exhorted us in such, oh God, simplicity, Lord, but such wonderful, Lord. Oh God, fall to that, Lord. And let our Lord Savior come back to the fold. Back to thine house, Lord, where she can worship the Lord Savior God. We are praying tonight, Lord, for your children, Lord Savior God, by the justice of our Abishai, Lord. Rather, King, the Lord, his wife, respecting, Lord, and work, Lord, that he requires. Sister, Lord, for your Lord Savior God. All the needs that we have, Lord, in this church, my brother, needs to be committed before thee, Lord. Bless us, Lord Savior God, and give us thine grace, Lord. Guide us, Lord, even upon this night, thy Lord Savior God. Father, you be glorified, Lord. You be raised from everlasting to everlasting, Father. We are grateful for your grace in your presence here with us this night. We ask and commit these things before you, Lord. Holy, most gracious Lord. Father, you be glorified. Father, you be lifted, Lord. Even above all, Father, we bless your name. Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you deserve the worship, Lord, tonight. Oh, you, Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be. Oh, we give you glory, name. Let's sing it. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Oh, how excellent is your name. How excellent. Excellent is your name. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, you are excellent. How excellent is your name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. Oh, how marvelous is your name, Lord Jesus. Marvelous is thy name. Marvelous is thy name, oh Lord, oh Lord. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. Oh Lord, you are marvelous, Lord. How marvelous is thy name. Wonderful is thy name, oh, how wonderful.
Being faithful to the call.
Amen.
For being a vessel in the hands
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. I really, really enjoyed that.
Amen.
It was wonderful.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad we got a four-course meal. We've had the first course. And friends, that was wonderful.
Amen.
We ask Brother Max, would you come close for us, Brother Max, if you'd be kind enough, please, brother. And then we just... it's now coming on to... 4:45. Let's come back at 6 saints. Let's have some little bit quiet time. And let's come back in the evening. May the Lord continue. May the Lord bless Brother Crosby. Anoint
Amen.
Him. May the Lord take us higher and higher.
Amen.
Until we lose sight of time, place, location. And we're just in that glorious place where it's just us and Him. That's your desire. I'm sure that's my desire as well. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, God. Oh, we came in, O Lord, and you have given us your word, God. And it has come with all power. It has come with all anointing. And Father, oh, how we just say thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have received these blessings this afternoon, O God. And Father, it is our prophet Paul that said, forgetting the things that are behind. Oh, we press on to the things that are before. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, as our prayer, Lord. That, Father, we move forward, Lord. We, Lord Jesus, we don't want to be satisfied anywhere we stand, God. But to move every day
Hallelujah.
Forward, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And, Lord, that we may be able to catch even the glorious bright, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for our precious brother that you have used mightily this afternoon, God. Father, may these words of life, O Lord, these words of faith, O God, remain with us, Lord. The impact upon it, O God, be upon us, Lord. And even, Father, as our test has been aroused, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, even we are waiting for more of it, O God. And so, Lord Jesus, we want to dedicate... our precious brother who will be coming this afternoon.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We are testing and hungering for more.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we lift him up, Lord, before you, God. That once again, your anointing will sweep over us, Lord, from the pulpit here to the pews. Oh, that, Lord, we will receive once again from you, God. Father, our short break, Lord, we want to be committing it into your hands, Lord. That we will be meditating, Lord Jesus. Even as you prepare us, O God, for another time, O Lord, we commit all into the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for our precious brother. Bless our brother, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Since we have some food for visitors upstairs, there's an office up there for the ministers and visitors. So please feel free. Hope you're not going home, Brother Sammy. Come back in the evening. God bless you, saints, until we meet for the second service. Amen.